The most recent amendment to the U.S. Constitution deals with what topic? Voting age, presidential succession, lawmakers' pay, or poll taxes? The 27th Amendment, which delays congressional pay raises until after the next election, was ratified in 1992. But it's an amendment ratified in 1967 that's our next subject today. For years, political opponents of U.S. President Donald Trump have been discussing the 25th Amendment, and their calls have grown louder in the wake of the violence carried out by some of President Trump's supporters at the U.S. Capitol building last week. Section 1 of the 25th Amendment begins simply with the words, "In case of the removal of the president from office, or of his death or resignation, the vice president shall become president." Democrats in the House of Representatives have been pushing for Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment against President Trump. Analysts say it's unlikely that either the Vice President or the President's cabinet will support that move. But Monday, House Democrats also introduced an article of impeachment that formally charges President Trump with, quote, incitement of insurrection. It concerns the Capitol riots, and the House plans to vote on the charge later this week. Republicans in the chamber have urged Democrats not to move forward concerning impeachment, saying it would further divide the country at a time when President Trump and President-elect Joe Biden are calling for unity.